It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Showers of blessings are falling. If you feel so blessed to be alive this morning, if you feel that God has been faithful, if you feel that it is indeed a rare gift to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this possible, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the grace to be able to say brand new day. Lord, for this, we want to say a very, very, very big thank you to you. Lord, we appreciate you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. This is Praise Palace Radio, and you're very welcome. Today is the sixth day in the month of August 2024. And it's indeed a huge blessing. Today is a Tuesday, a beautiful new day. And for this, we are grateful. If this is your first time of tuning in and you're wondering what you're listening to, I want to encourage you and I want to assure you that this is the right place to be, because here, this is where we get to hear the undiluted word of God, where we get to learn and share the word of God, where we get to equip ourselves for our day-to-day. So if you're anxious, if you're weary, if you feel lonely, or you even feel lost in life, this is where you can get 100% answers to all your unending questions. So I want to welcome you to our midst. You're very welcome. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time for the Word of God. So I want you to grab your Bibles, I want you to grab your notepad, and let's sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ to hear him speak to us today. Before we commence, I would like to remind you that this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, be a blessing. Be a blessing. Our aim for today will be taken from Aim 26. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. Jeremiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. A memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 from verse 7 to 11. Deuteronomy chapter 15 from verse 7 to 11. Are you with your Bibles this morning? If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your door or shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin among you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and needy in your land. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Emmanuel today says, to live a blessed and fulfilled life, you must be a blessing to others. A stream is clean because the water keeps flowing, but stagnant water stinks because it retains whatever it has to itself. If you only look for what to eat, you will likely get enough to survive on, even though you might sometimes have to skip some meals. However, if you constantly seek to feed many people, your meals will never be a problem, because you cannot feed many people while you are hungry. If you seek to buy cars for others, you will have a car to drive yourself. The more people you desire to be a blessing to, the more resources will come your way, and be more blessed you will be. It may seem worldly wise to be selfish, but the word of God says that when you scatter, you will increase. In the book of Proverbs chapter 11, from verse 24 to 26. Students who teach their peers after classes may appear to be very generous, and that is true. But do you know that they understand the subject better as they teach it to others? Such students may be helping their peers, but really, they are helping themselves more. When you tell your friends and family about Jesus, seeking to save their souls, it is out of love, because you don't want them to burn in hell. However, the more you preach the gospel, the more grounded you will become in Christ. Firstly, you will see miracles happen in the book of Mark chapter 16 from verse 15 to 18. Mark chapter 16 from verse 15 to 18. And this will make your faith even more real to you. Secondly, the Holy Spirit will inspire you on what to say when you preach. Believe me, some of the things I say on the altar are new to me. This revelation, because they came through me, have a better routine in me than in anyone else. Thirdly, a fellow who preaches the gospel and makes disciples has one more reason not to backslide, no matter how tough the temptations get, because he wouldn't want the disciples to see him backsliding. Being the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God is a sacrificial role that God gave me, but it has also helped me stand stronger in the faith. Since the early days, I have become my own watchdog, not to backslide. If people often call you to pray for them, you cannot be prayerless because you will have to pray for them. Beloved, you will be blessed much more if you choose to be a blessing to others. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, be intentional about being a blessing to everyone around you. Be intentional about being a blessing to everyone around you. I hope today's Open Heaven has blessed you. And like it says, be a blessing. Be a blessing. You can be a blessing to somebody today and you might just be saving a soul. You can share the word that you have heard and every other past Open Heaven devotional that you feel can be a blessing to somebody by sharing. How can you do this? By simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on the share button and you can share from there. You can also listen to us live every morning 7 a.m. on Praise Palace Radio. Just click on the play button that you can see on your screen. And you can always listen to us and every other exciting segment for the day. You can also have this on your mobile devices for anywhere you go. That's our mobile application. Kindly visit Play Store or Apple Store. Search for Praise Palace Radio and you can have it on your device on the go. Listen to this and many more exciting segments for the day. I don't want you to turn off your radios this morning. I want you to stay tuned for the Corner of Hope this morning, immediately after my last word. Please stay tuned till you hear my voice again. Till we gather for another segment of the Word of God. I want you to remain blessed. You can have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.